Aloha kakou. That's when you say aloha, yes. Aloha kakou. Hey, aloha. Thank you guys all. And welcome to Hawaii. My name is Noah Kekuewa Lincoln. Born and raised in Kealakekua, just 20 miles down the road from here. So welcome to my backyard. Well, not this backyard. I never hung out at the Waikoloa too much, but was asked to come here today and share a bit about Hawaiian horticulture from a Native Hawaiian cultural perspective, which I'll attempt to do briefly. We'll also be speaking tomorrow at the Early Career Competition if you guys want to come and hear more about this type of work. But as the famous early botanist Craig Hill Handy said in his very popular book in Hawaii, in a matter of shrewd observation of varieties and careful, conscious selection of mutants in the creation of sub-varieties of their plants, the Hawaiians were truly experimental horticulturalists. And from a handful of introductions, the Polynesian settlers of these islands who, you know, you must imagine arrived with only a handful of crops, diversified those few varieties into hundreds of different cultivars of their crops. So for kalo, we have over 300 named varieties of kalo, over 80 of which are still held in ethnobotanical collections today. A number more are used by backyard growers across the state. And the same story exists for a range of our other plants, such as sugarcane here, which is one of the crops I work with. And, you know, with plantation agriculture and the growth of commercial cane, this type of history in Hawaii has a lot of times been overshadowed. The fact that for 1,000 years before European-style agriculture was here, there was a very diverse range of agricultural systems and a very diverse horticulture of the crops that were used within those systems, specifically adapted to those different farming styles that Dr. Paul alluded to, the wetland river valleys, the agroforestry on the colluvial slopes, the rainfall dryland systems. And if there's one thing I want to impress upon you guys about a Hawaiian perspective on horticulture, it is a perspective of kinship. So with kalo, our staple crop, in Hawaiian mythology, Wakea came together with his daughter, and they had a stillborn child, which was buried in the ground, and that became the first kalo plant. Their second child became the first progenitor of man. And so the moral of that story is that, in a very literal way, kalo is the elder brother of the Hawaiian people in their mythological thinking. And if you know anything about Polynesian family systems, your job as the younger sibling is to shut up and listen. And the job of the elder sibling is to take care of the younger ones. And that is the relationship value that Hawaiians, I think, bring to their horticulture. That we as people are the youngest sibling on this planet. That these plants, our environment, our soils, our islands have existed much longer than we have. And we are the infants on the landscape. And that we do need to listen to our environment, listen to our plants, and recognize that they have desires and wishes as well. And besides that, I think there's a key notion of multiple values in Hawaiian horticulture. That yes, the kalo is an essential food. It's an essential part of our economy and society, but it also provides a lot of intangible benefits. It provides benefits of education and transferring values between generations. And when you look at these plant parts of the kalo, Hawaiians use this as a teaching tool to share their most important values that they wanted to pass on to the younger generation. And in particular, one of the easy highlights of that is that the offshoot of the kalo is called the oha. And if anyone saw Lilo and Stitch, you all know oha is the root word for ohana, of family. And they use the kalo plant as a metaphorical teaching tool to share the values of family and the importance of family. And all of these values were intertwined in Hawaiian horticulture and Hawaiian agriculture. And that is something that still persists today when you work with indigenous growers. The fact that these aren't just crops, they're not just food, they're not just economic productivity, but they carry a whole value system along with them. And so I just want to leave you with a olelo no eau, a traditional wise saying, heli ino ka'aina he kauwa wale ke kanaka. The land is chief and the people are merely servants. And This has multiple meanings, you know, both that the land does dictate a lot of what we're able to do. And in many ways, it is the responsibility of the people to support the chief. But like any good chief, it has to take care of its people. And if you don't, Hawaiian history is riddled with great stories of the populace overthrowing bad chiefs and driving them down into the ground. But again, this reciprocal relationship between caring for the land and having the land provide for us. And that's really what I wanted to share with you guys today. Unlike my colleagues, I tried to stick to my 3-minute time allotment. So with that, I will step off the stage here. Thank you.